Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, howdy on your hump day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's a brand new month. Yep. 1st of February, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, it seems a lot of that Plex donations, whatever you want to call it, you know, that little monthly thing you give to Plex because you love them so much, well, it might be paying off a little bit more than we thought. That's because Plex has decided to spend a little money and buy the streaming app WatchUp. And those of you not familiar with it, because honestly, I wasn't until I read the article. WatchUp is that kind of place that gathers all the news and videos and stuff from like Fox and CNN, CBS, Euronews, Sky News, you know, the list goes on and on. Hopefully no fake sources. Anyways, it had its own app for iOS, Android, Amazon, and even a Nintendo Wii app, if you can believe that. But it seems Plex is ready to integrate it into their platform. An official Plex spokesperson said that the acquisition marks a move towards solving a big problem in online media consumption. That people should be able to access all their news and content from one central place, on one device, at any given time. Now, unfortunately, we didn't get much details beyond that with this acquisition. It could be something really big they're planning, or something as simple as, hey, just put it in the channel section. Galaxy S8 has got some more leakage online. Looks like we're going to be getting a bigger battery with the thing. Who knew they would focus on battery after that Note 7 fiasco? Amazingly enough, other manufacturers, like Apple, still want to go the thinner, the lighter design concept. But Samsung, no. Samsung is saying that people are needing longer lasting batteries, so they're deciding to go a little thicker than the other people. According to reports, we're saying Samsung has actually ordered 3,250 amp hour batteries for standard Galaxy S8 and a 3,750 milliamp hour battery for the larger Galaxy S8 Pluses. Yes, those are a little bit bigger batteries than what the Galaxy S7 had. So because of that, we're hearing that the phone, yes, will be a little bit bigger than the previous one. Now, although we've been hearing that the S8 will get an official unveiling in April, hot off the press right now as we were recording this show for you today, Samsung has sent out some invites for the Mobile World Congress unveiling a special some product. We don't know what that is. Maybe it'll be this one. QR codes. Did you think those things were dead? Yeah, you don't see too much of them nowadays, but Snapchat wants to change all that by doing something that is kind of what we were going to do from the beginning. They're going to have the ability to create snap codes for websites, not just for your profile. So yeah, it kind of harks back to when QR codes were supposed to, hey, scan this and go to my website. Yeah, it's kind of like that. Now, it's rolling out on iOS at first. Android actually is still in beta, so expect some bugs. Hell, what am I saying? Probably expect some bugs on iOS too. What's beta and what's ready anymore? Who knows? The bigger question is, how popular will this be? Nowadays, it's more like, hey, dude, or dudette, I got this awesome website. Check it out. Here's a link. It's not really so much, hey, check this out. Here's my QR code. Scan it. All right, get your phone. Okay. Sounds a little more complicated. And finally, you remember that LG 27-inch ultra-fine 5K monitor that we all drooled over? Oh, yes. It was a bunch of goodiness just packed in plastic. Well, as cool as it is, it sounds like it has a kind of a flaw. According to the folks over there at 9to5Mac, that LG ultra-fine 5K glorious monitor, you better not set it next to your router, because it becomes pretty damn unstable. And when I mean unstable, I mean unusable. And make that for your PC, too. Apparently, if it's placed within 2 meters of your Wi-Fi router, the monitor starts disconnecting, and then we'll just kind of tell your computer, go to sleep. Now, of course, on Apple's website, they don't mention this specific problem. Why would they? But there's been plenty of negative reviews to back it up. In fact, you can even check out YouTube. There's plenty of demonstration videos over there. Now, for some people, this won't be a problem at all. If your Wi-Fi router's way across the room, no problem. If it's right on your desk, like a lot of us, you're screwed. Now, according to LG, it's only the 5K display that's affected right now. So, if you want to go a little smaller with that 21.5-inch 4K display, LG'd be happy to take your money still. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that's our website. Get on over there, get subscribed to our podcast, get subscribed to our blog, and check out a review section while you're over there at our official website. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And you hear me talk about it all the time, but come on over and join us. You'll see what I'm talking about. Yes, I'm talking about our Slack room and our good old BTN community. You can find that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday, as usual. Get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, it's hump day. We are halfway there. Woohoo! Have a great Wednesday, and thank you very much for listening.